People all over the world marked the 20th annual World AIDS Day at the beginning of this week. The event causes us to focus our attention again on the more than 1 million Americans who are living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The crisis is complicated by the number of people who are infected but don't know their HIV status. Public health officials say testing could be the key to halting the spread of HIV/AIDS, and that's the aim of community leaders in Baltimore who are helping to get more people tested. I'm joined by Mr. Rodney Moore. He's an outreach worker at the Park West Medical Center in Baltimore. Welcome, Mr. Moore. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
And I wanted to ask you that Baltimore has one of the highest rates of new HIV infections in the country. How did you become involved in the fight against AIDS there?
Well, I'm originally from Washington, D.C., working at Whitman Walker Clinic. I felt the need to move to Baltimore because there's an epidemic going on in the United States with HIV and AIDS. I got involved with Park West Health Systems through a number of organizations that I deal with.
And I understand that you had a special event this week to promote HIV testing. Tell us about it, and how did it go?
It actually went great. The theme was Stop AIDS, Keep the Promise. We tested over 40 people in the city of Baltimore. If you don't know, for those that live in Baltimore, the zip code 21215, 82% of the population is infected with this disease. So we wanted to go out and spread the word, along with 92Q, who was there to simulcast with us. We had a lot of young people turn out, and that was great.
And I understand that even though it was pouring down rain, that you had such an excellent turnout that you actually ran out of test kits. Now, that in a way, it's a great sign, but what do you think made the difference in getting people to come out?
We have an excellent outreach team at Park West Health Systems and Garden Program, and we got the word out. We started out late, but we did get the word out to people. And because our outreach team is out there every day in the community putting the word out for people to get tested so that they know their status, we had a great outpour of people, even in the rain. It was unfortunate that we ran out of tests, but fortunately we had a backup system where we had more tests coming. So,
what kinds of folks showed up? Men, women, young people, older people?
Mostly
mature
young
people.
Mm-hmm. Mostly young people. We had the age ranges from 30 to probably 20, which was surprisingly. We had some older people that showed up as well. But it was a great turnout.
Now, you know, it's been we've done a lot of reporting on this issue over the years, as of course we should. We recently interviewed a young woman who talked about who was written a memoir called Young, Gifted, and HIV Positive. And one of the things she put in, even though she was born well after this epidemic had been underway, I mean, that the AIDS epidemic has been a fact of life the entire time she's been alive. She said that she was still having unprotected sex, and then she was shocked when she was diagnosed. And I asked her, well, what did you think AIDS was all about? And she said, well, you know, I thought it had something to do with Africa. Do you find that attitude where you are, and how do you counteract that?
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised about that. A lot of people are just not educated. There's a stigmatization with HIV and AIDS, and people don't want to address it. But we in the African American community have to address it because it's affecting us all in every aspect. So it's not surprising that you would hear something like that. The main thing is we have classes like HIV 101 where we can educate the community about this disease. And I think once people are educated and understand where it comes from, how it's contracted, and how you can be helped about it, I think once we educate more and more people won't be reluctant to get tested.
And once a person gets tested through your program, what happens?
Immediately, we get them plugged into services. If it comes up positive, it's a confidential test. We immediately get them to our site at the Plaza site. We have a outstanding team at the Plaza. We have a doctor by the name of Dr. Obasami, who's excellent in the field. And we just get them plugged into case management because we understand that all aspects have to be looked at. The mental aspect of finding out that you're positive, the sociological aspects of finding out that you're positive. So we have all those things in place at the Hidden Garden Program, and we try to make people feel comfortable. We don't want people to feel uncomfortable about their status.
What do you think, over the course of the time that you've been doing this, do you see a change in the willingness of people to, I don't want to say take it seriously, but understand that AIDS really is something that has something to do with them, that could have something to do with them. It is not something that just is, you know, you see about on CNN or far away other people.
I think we've progressed over time. I think there's still much more work to be done, especially with our young people. You made a statement about people finding out their status and still practicing unprotected sex. We have a lot of people that are incarcerated who know their status. So we're trying to, through our prison system, we're trying to get people who are released from prison before they even release to get them into services so that when they're released, they'll be able to see a doctor and see a case manager. But overall, I think we have to get away from the stigmatization because people don't want to address the issue of HIV and AIDS yet. It's becoming an epidemic proportions. So we have to educate. Knowledge is the key.
But educate people about what? On the one hand, it seems to me that we have contradictory impressions about HIV/AIDS. On the one hand, people say, well, they understand that it's incurable. On the other hand, there is a sense that some people have that it's just like diabetes, just as manageable, and therefore it's not something that they even need to really be that concerned about because they're not changing their behavior. So what
First
is it
all,
that people need to be educated about?
There's a lot of treatment. A lot of pharmaceutical companies are coming out with different drugs. They're excellent treatment regimens that people who are positive can adhere to. More importantly, if you know your status, first of all, you should be with a primary care doctor. You should be seeing someone on a regular basis. More importantly, just by seeing a doctor, you can get plugged into services that will, one, educate you about this disease. A lot of people have this myth about this disease. You can contract it through saliva. You can contract it through all types of stuff, and they don't know. So it's important that we understand that there may not be a cure for HIV and AIDS, but there are treatments available. And we've had studies to show that people have lived 20, 30 years with the disease and living well.
And we also in this country have really curtailed the transmission of HIV from mothers to infants to newborns. So that's one important thing. Do you think we're going to get ahead of this thing in our lifetime, Mr. Moore? Very quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The technology is out there. The knowledge out there. It's going to take a collaborative effort, though. It's going to take a community-based effort. It's going to take the church involvement. It's going to take the community involvement. It's going to take parents talking to their children. It's going to take the school involvement. It's going to take an overall involvement from the community and society as a whole in order for us to bring the numbers down of new cases in order for us to educate those people who are not infected so that they don't get infected. But more importantly.
Well, thank you so much for what you're doing.
I appreciate you inviting me.
Okay. Rodney Moore is an outreach worker at the Park West Medical Center. And you're very welcome is what I should have said. He's an outreach worker at the Park West Medical Center in Baltimore. He joined us from member station WEAA in Baltimore. And now we want to hear from you. Have you, your friends, your loved ones gotten tested? If not, what can community and medical leaders do to encourage you to get tested? Tell us more and to compare notes with other listeners, you can go to our blog at the Tell Me More page at npr.org. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522.